Let's talk about self-control. Ew, I know. It's just not a fun subject. It takes work, it's hard, and I think most of us would say that we're not very good at it. The bag of Dots pretzels that I was eating this morning would attest that I am not great at this myself. But let's work on this together. 1 Peter 1:13 through 16 says this, "So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say, 'You must be holy because I am holy.'" So having self-control is hard. But Jesus has given us everything that we need to stand firm and practice self-control. But how do I know this? Because self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit. It says here that we are God's obedient children. Before Jesus, we lived in rebellion, but now that Jesus is living within us, we have no excuse to live that way anymore. We've died to our flesh, and now we are living for Christ. So the next time that we are staring that bag of Dots pretzels in the face, let's choose obedience.